tell us, we'll get to kind of what you do more kind of overseas, your kind of mission partners, and we'll get to that to kind of destroy some of the myths about going overseas in a bit. But tell us both of you, how you became Christians for yourselves.
So I was brought up in a church-going family, but by the time I was about ready to leave for university, I thought that Christians were stupid and didn't really want anything to do with church or anything. So I went to university fully planning to ditch church and anything Christian, and ended up by accident at a CU meeting. It was by accident, as far as I was concerned, and in hindsight, the sovereignty of God. I was trying to get to the drama club, but I studied in Liverpool, so obviously, you know, that's the kind of mistake a Liverpool student makes. And that wasn't very well received, was it? Okay. I'll leave stand-up behind. So I ended up at the CU, heard someone preaching the gospel from the Bible, and I was just utterly amazed at how convinced they were that it was true, and utterly amazed that so many people seemed to believe it too, and utterly amazed at how it just fitted together when people really knew their Bible. So Bible Overview by the lovely Vaughan Roberts at a conference I went on was instrumental in helping me understand the whole Bible better. And I realized kind of in about halfway through my first year that if Jesus really did come, he really walked the earth and he really was the Son of God and he offered forgiveness of sins, I had to take that offer of life with him. So I did.
Thanks, Bethany. Sorry, if you take shots at Cambridge, that would be better received.
Well, I had similar, and also similar to Joel, it sounds like. I grew up in a Christian family, but I had a kind of cobbled together version of Christianity in my head. And it was getting to university and starting to read the gospel for myself, and actually hearing it preached in the Christian Union, actually. So if you're involved there, keep on preaching Christ in the Christian Unions. That I realized this is true. This is real. This is the gold-plated testimony. And the whole of my life now has to be based on this, because the rest was just kind of my own invention. And so after that, I think I was at a forum conference. Go if you can. It's amazing. See you, leaders training. And Roger Carswell preaching the gospel. And I was like, why are we not talking about this all the time to everybody? This is the only help, the only salvation for anyone. So 4 hours on the train, I think three various passengers got quite a lot of enthusiasm all the way home. Yeah, and it hasn't stopped since, so.
And tell us how you guys met.
So has anyone watched Four Weddings and a Funeral? And there's that, like, the guy who's like, so I hear that however many percent of people meet at weddings, we're that percentage. I should find out what the percent is, isn't it? It's like 8 out of 10 people meet their future partners at weddings. No, I don't know what it is.
That to me.
Sounds like a made-up stat. Anyway, but we met at a wedding in Reading where Andrew was wearing flip-flops, which was appalling. Don't do that. Yeah, it was almost like curtains then.
Yes, and I was studying a Bible training course, a preaching training course down in London called Cornhill, and Bethany was just about to take over staff worker in Nottingham, and so we had a long distance, well, it seemed like a very long way, 2 hours, you know, it's quite far, long distance relationship for a year, and we thought we were going to China. Well, you know, I was born in Hong Kong, grew up there for 20 years, and there's a massive need for the gospel in China, so I thought, well, that's obvious, you know, thanks God, that's clear. And then we got married, and we went on a couple of the summer teams. If you have a chance, go on them too. They're fantastic. And it worked out that that's not where we're going. As a team, we're equipped and much better suited to serve somewhere else.
Let's just back up a little bit. You realized that you weren't going to China, you're going to South America. What gave you, both of you, kind of individually, a kind of desire to serve the Lord Jesus overseas?
Well, the glory of the gospel, the urgency of preaching it, the shortness of this life, and the incredible density of Christian workers in Oxford. So I worked here for 3 years with iFocus.
That's density as in number per cubic meter.
Oh, I think we can interpret that as we see fit, actually. Yeah.
Thanks for coming, Grace. We'll see you another time.
Yeah, it was fantastic, enormous privilege being here at EBS for 3 years, learning and growing, being challenged and being equipped, being trained, and then being sent out. I think, you know, like EBS tagline, reach, build, and send. And so we were tremendously blessed serving here. But then everybody on our roots table, everybody in our fellowship group, lots of people on our iFocus table could probably have led that Bible study, could probably have explained, you know, Jesus to somebody else. And when we visited Argentina, that just was not the case with all the churches we visited. There's massive, massive need outside of Oxford, outside of the UK.
And Bethany, tell us how you both came to decide that going to South America was the right thing to do instead of going to Far East Asia.
Yes. Well, that was probably my fault. So after being at university, I did something called Relay Work, which is like an apprenticeship with UCCF. And they were pioneering this scheme called Home Start, which is where you spend a year working in another country with the IFES movement, which is the International CU movement. And so I ended up in Argentina, and I loved the country. I loved the language. I saw a massive need in the church there, massive need for student ministry, and just people who were just eager to understand the gospel, like eager to read the Bible, and just no options for them. Like no, there's a lot of prosperity gospel in Argentina. There's a lot of Catholicism and pseudo-Catholicism, which is very heavy on guilt and not very heavy on grace. And it was just kind of more and more I was seeing, wow, there are just so many people who just want to know God, and there are just all these barriers in their way, and I'd love to come and serve here. So I came back to the UK before I knew Andrew, and was already thinking I'd love to go back. And praise God, in his sovereignty, he opened the doors for us to go back to Argentina together, which was not a short process, but that's the end of it, yeah.
Thank you. And tell us a little bit about what it's like in Argentina, what the church scene is like, what you're up to, what you hope to do longer term, and the value of you being there longer term.
Well, we work in the Anglican Church. I'm ordained as a deacon, and our long-term goal is leadership development. And we're praying that we'll be able to set up a kind of apprenticeship-style thing in the 10 or 20 or 30-year future. It's tiny. The whole of the Anglican Church in Argentina could probably fit in this building. And there are less clergy than there are on staff here at St. Ebbs. So I think we have about 8 in the whole country. So it's tiny and also quite broad. So theologically, it's quite a mix, quite a range. And we are absolutely convinced that it's only Jesus that saves. As his word is preached, he brings salvation by the power of his spirit. And so we're praying that for our congregations. We're praying that for, you know, the rest of the church in general. And Bethany's going to say something in a moment. But it's a long, long, long work. So we're kind of still slightly kind of under the radar, just praying, serving, gospeling, and our vision is 30 years in Argentina. So, you know, when you come back and finish your fourth PhD, we'll be coming back to visit.
Yeah, I was just thinking how you might wonder why the Anglican Church, when it is quite broad, I mean, in this country it is too, but we feel that it's a really strategic church. It's not scary for people who've come from a Catholic background. They can come into an Anglican church, and there are things they recognize, the Lord's Prayer, some of the creeds, and it feels familiar but different enough that it kind of grabs their attention. And then also it Whereas a Catholic or a Catholic background person would never even set foot in a Pentecostal church. And in Argentina, the word evangelical, we never use that to describe ourselves because evangelical means kind of the prosperity gospel. It means Jehovah's Witnesses. It means Mormons. It means literally anything that is not Catholic. Whereas the Anglican Church is this kind of funny, what is that? And so it just invites some more questioning, which means that you've just got a bit more opportunity to talk. But if you say, we're at an evangelical church, that's it. Barriers down and no more. So that's quite strategic.
And you've got another year, don't we, you're doing at the moment. Tell us what's going to come next in just over a year's time.
So I'll finish my curacy where we are now in a year, and the church in Argentina have invited us to go and lead a small church about 18 hours out of the capital in the foothills of the Andes, a city called Mendoza, where if you've ever had any wine from Argentina, and I highly recommend it, it will most likely have come from Mendoza. So we're going to a little church there. It's about 25 people, or 8 on Mother's Day when everybody's gone to see their mum. But it's just over the border from Chile, which is where we studied theology and where there's a lot of exciting stuff going on in the church. So we've got really possible kind of links there with getting apprentices over and sending them, getting some training and all that sort of jazz. So we're praying for a long ministry there under God's grace.
Two last questions. I'll ask how we can pray for you, and we'll pray for you in a second. But before that, I guess you guys thinking, oh my goodness, 30 years in Argentina, long-term plan, committed to this place, long way away, and we haven't even talked about the costs and challenges of that. But that can feel like a long way from where lots of us in this room are, undergraduates studying. What would you suggest we be thinking through when we're thinking about kind of what we're doing now, and how we might be playing our part in what God is doing in the whole world?
Pray, give, go. So pray for missionaries. We desperately need and value your prayers. I think it's Naomi, who I see over here, was telling us that you pray for us regularly at the 11:45. Thank you for that. We really value it because there's times, as you say, when it's really, really hard. So please do pray for missionaries. In fact, I think every student should pray for a missionary. If you want to pray for us, you're very welcome. We have some magnets so we can come and live on your fridge. If you take one, please do send us an email so we can connect, so we know who you are and who you're praying for us. It doesn't have to be us. I think Alex and Kate Phillips are just heading away, and they haven't quite got their finances together yet. So if that could be you, the second one is give. Pray, but give. I think students are more wealthy than they believe. We had a long discussion the other day, and this is one of the richest universities in one of the richest towns in one of the richest countries in the world. So sometimes we think, we can't quite. It's a bit hard, and there are things which are difficult, but you can still give. £5 a month. We have friends who 10 years ago, when we left EBS, started giving £5 a month. And some of them are still giving a fiver a month, and praise the Lord for that. And some of them are giving £150 a month. So start small, put your money where God wants it to be, and go. Maybe some of you will go. Maybe you'll come and visit us. We had some friends who came on their honeymoon to Argentina on the way to the Antarctic on a cruise. It's like epic. So they came and said hi.
We've had 2 honeymoon couples actually come to Argentina. Yeah, we're very romantic. But on the theme of go, some of you may be language students and some of you may be studying Spanish, and or you may know people who are studying Spanish. There's that year where you have to go and live in a Spanish-speaking country. Obligatorily. How do we say that? Yes, like that. And so come, if you fancy. There's Chile. There's a Pope's going to Chile. There's us in Argentina. Just push some doors. And if we can make it happen, we would love to have student people.
So I'm just going to add the last one. Pray, give, go, and gospel. Because you guys have the nations coming to you here in Oxford. Like, everyone you bump into, there's probably, half of them are from somewhere else. So keep sharing the gospel. Keep getting sucked into your CUs. Keep coming along to Focus. Keep inviting to events, because, you know, that's how God works.
Thanks, both. Two things to help us. There are prayer dives we do every month at St. Ebbs, and we pray through all the overseas and also UK mission partners. And we don't probably talk about the prayer dives as much as we might, but every month they're out. So if you're here for another week, you'll be able to get a prayer diary either on Wednesday at the church prayer meeting, 7:30 in here, 7 o'clock in here for food, or next Sunday, prayer diaries. And lots of you will know we have short-term trips that go, in fact, both Andy and Bethany both went on one, short-term trips that go to various different parts of the world at the end of Trinity term in kind of June and July. And just for kind of dipping our toe in the water, what might this be like? Or how can I be more informed so I might pray for people that are doing this? They're super helpful. Last question to you both. How can we be both praying for you now and praying for you longer term as you head back?
I've got two things. One is intensely practical. The other one's intensely spiritual. Both important. So actually, our computer died on Thursday. So now both our laptops are dead. If anyone's like, you know, renewing their laptop and wants to give us one, that'd be great. It is kind of a big prayer request because in Argentina it's just ridiculously expensive to buy tech stuff, so we're going to try and get one before we get back. And the more spiritual one is contentment, to rejoice in the Lord, not in our circumstances, because we've been here almost, it'll be 6 months by the time we go back. We've had 3 months at Ebbs, tremendous opportunity just to reconnect with old friends, get amazing preaching and Bible studies and be spiritually refreshed. And then we're kind of going out into the cold again, or in the heat. So just pray for contentment in Christ, not in all of the trappings of, you know, easy life in England.
And I think I'd add, as part of that, please pray for us as parents, bringing up children in a different culture, because I think it's very easy to transmit our worries and fears to them about, oh, if they were in England, then they would have this or that, and that because we're in Argentina, and that's just not helpful. So please pray for us that we would guard our hearts and minds against that kind of thinking, but also for them, that they would just gradually build up this kind of understanding of who God is that just blows their minds, so that they understand why we're there and increasingly kind of join in the mission with us, kind of thing. So we're actually a team, not just us dragging them along with us. And also, just completely random, but if you need a sermon to listen to this week, then listen to Pete Wilkinson from this morning, because it was fantastic and it just really encouraged me. So I thought, share that.
Pete's doing a series on Ecclesiastes. If you want to listen to a series over the VAC, a great antidote to modern thinking and feeling, it'd be a great series to listen to. Let me pray for you both. Father God, we give you great thanks for Andy and Bethany and for saving them, for showing them the Lord Jesus in the scriptures, and for showing them that he is the only hope for this lost and dying world. Praise you for instilling in them a desire to serve him overseas and for the ministry you've given them in Argentina. Please, we pray for them. Please give them a deep sense of contentment, that their comfort doesn't ultimately matter. What matters is Christ is preached. And we pray they might treasure him in their hearts more deeply than anything this world affords. And we pray that that would increasingly be the case for their children as well. Please would they grow up in the fear and knowledge of the Lord, knowing that no sacrifice is too great for the glory of the gospel. Pray to you for this laptop situation, and Father, please make it possible for them to buy a couple of laptops or be given laptops before they go back to Argentina. We pray that you would meet all their spiritual and all their practical needs, both over the next few weeks and then as they return in a short while. And we pray it for the Lord Jesus' sake. In his name, amen.
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 Can I pray for you guys?
Here at we'd love that.
We are partners in the gospel. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for our partnership in Christ. Thank you, though we're separated normally by time and space, now and in the future, we are united in Christ. We have a certain destiny. I pray very much, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen our hearts on that great assurance. Please would every single member of the 1145 rejoice over Christ. And I pray now, Heavenly Father, as they look towards the Vax, that you would be filling their hearts with Christ. Would they be reading and listening to your voice through your word. I pray next term as they come back that you would lift their eyes to see how they can continue to serve you in this city, in this university, in this world. The summer comes around and Lebri pops up. Please would you bless and overabundantly bless them. Please, as they look to serve you in the summer back with the rest of their lives, would you guide their steps? And I pray particularly, Father, that you would build up men and women of faith who will serve you in business, who will serve you in your church, who will serve by enabling others to serve. And we pray it all for the glory of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks both so much.